Let us begin our last nidra of our day together. Begin by getting comfy and cozy. Just arranging your body in a lovely way. And inviting yourself to settle. And perhaps with this settling, there's a lovely connection between your body and the surfaces on which it is just now. And so, as you're settling yourself, just inviting the body to feel comfortable. Perhaps taking your awareness slowly around the body, like a janitor going around a building at night, and maybe they're just checking all the lights are out and the doors and the windows are closed. You can just take your awareness in an informal and easy way around your body, noticing if the weight of the head can fully relax into the mat, noticing if there's tension in the face and the jaw that can soften. Just keep inviting that wonderful sense of softening into your practice. And here we are, the very end of November. And it's just coming up towards 5 o'clock, and it's very dark outside. And the dusk of late autumn afternoon has come into night. And you may like in your mind to just visualize that twilight time. And maybe there's a sense of birds coming home to roost. Maybe there's a memory of the sound of crows coming home. Or even yourself, just if you work out of the house, starting to wind things up for the day. And so in your mind, that familiarity of whatever it is that you do to signal the end of the working day or that time of coming home and connection. For some of us, it's popping on a scarf, wrapping up warm in our coat and just coming home. Others, it might be something else entirely. But this wonderful arrival at the close of the day. And just as in the night sky, on clear nights, tiny stars pierce the black midnight blue fabric of the sky like gemstones twinkling or little crystals of frost. Perhaps there's a sense that we can visualize or remember that. Or even imagine something as tiny as a sesame seed in the palm of the hand. Something small, but at the same time, incredibly vast. And that connection to the close of the day, as we draw attention to the ebb and flow of the breath. As if like a soft breeze up in the night sky, rustling the branches or the little twigs of the bare-armed trees. Something whispering through the pines, the dark green conifers, rustling of pine cones. Something is scurrying as a little squirrel finding their nest, their dray. In the soft rhythm of the breath. And just imagining that we could take something as tiny as a little sesame seed, as clear and sparkling as a diamond, as beautiful as a silvery golden star from the night sky, and place it at the eyebrow center. And then come from there down to the soft space between the collarbones. Come over into the right shoulder, placing a tiny star, tiny little diamond at the right shoulder, at the right elbow, at the wrist, at the tip of the thumb, the index finger, the middle finger, ring finger and little finger. The whole of the right arm arranged with stars, gems, frost, little tiny pink pricks. Something beautiful. Taking the awareness back into the wrist, elbow, shoulder, back to the soft space between collarbones and into the left shoulder, a little tiny diamond. Elbow, wrist, one at the tip of the thumb, the index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, a little finger. Tiny pinpricks of light shining through the night sky. Taking the awareness back into the wrist, elbow, shoulder, soft space between the collarbones. Coming down the body now into the heart center. Becoming aware of the heart and taking the awareness over to the tip of the right breast. Back to the star or tiny little diamond in the heart, to the tip of the left breast, and back to the star at the heart. Down the body to the navel, and from the navel down to the bowl of the pelvis. In the very center, behind the pubic bone. And then over to the right hip, down to the knee, a tiny little diamond. To the ankle, a little diamond. And at the tips of the big toe, the second toe, the third, the fourth, and the fifth. The awareness back at the ankle, the star, diamond, at the knee, at the hip, at the center of the pelvis, and then down into the left hip, a tiny little diamond. One at the knee, one at the ankle, and in turn at the tips of the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth and fifth. The whole body shining with stars. Taking the awareness from the stars at the toes to the ankle, the knee, the hip, to the star in the bowl of the pelvis. From there to the star at the navel. From the star at the navel to the star at the heart. Over to the star in between the collarbones. And then to the star first placed at the eyebrow center. The whole body mapped in stars. The breath flowing in and out, imagining that the space between the stars could gently expand, tiny little chips of diamond light sparkling in the night sky of the body. Taking the awareness from the little diamond at the eyebrow center. All the way down the body to the toes. Just now taking the breath and the awareness all the way down the body to the toes and back. Every breath out, the body can release. Body can arrive all the way down and back. Five more breaths between the eyebrow center and the toes. Breathe those five more breaths, just resting back at the eyebrow center. Every breath out, soothing the pranamaya kosha of the body. And then taking the awareness from the eyebrow center down to the ankles and back. 10 slow breaths all the way down the length of the body to the ankles and back up. When you've breathed your 10 steady, soothing breaths between the eyebrow center and the ankles, just resting the awareness back at the eyebrow center. And breathing from there down to the knees and back. every breath, softening and releasing. That little bit more. Just following the breath down the length of your body, all the way to the knees, and all the way back up. Steady, soft. When you've breathed 10 slow breaths, just resting the awareness back at the eyebrow center. Breathing from there all the way down into the bowl of the pelvis, the center of the pelvic floor, behind the pubic bone. Just following the soft rhythm of the breath all the way down the body, down the length of your spine, and all the way back up, relaxing and releasing. Bring the awareness from the eyebrow center now down into the navel and all the way back. Just 5 slow breaths, eyebrow center to navel and back. Every breath, we can release that little bit more. Bring the awareness now to the eyebrow center and breathing down into the heart and back. 5 steady breaths. And then from the eyebrow center, 5 breaths in between the collarbones and back. And perhaps by now, the breath is very light, almost subtle, as if the body and the breath is hardly breathing at all. So soft, so light. Taking the awareness now from the very center of the head outwards to the eyebrow center and back. And then taking the awareness from the eyebrow center just down to the base of the nostrils and back. And so resting the awareness in the eyebrow center and without disturbing yourself too much, turning the body to rest on the left side so that the right side of the body can be breathed into. 10 slow breaths through the right side of the body. And when you've breathed your 10 slow breaths into the right side of the body, gently turning onto the other side and breathing into the left, as if the left side of the body is open and the breath can breathe into it effortlessly, soothing the body. And when you've breathed, your 10 slow breaths into the upper side of your body, eventually making your way back onto your back and breathing into the whole body as if the whole body is being breathed. The breath flows in. The breath flows out. The whole body. The whole body. Taking the awareness into the eyebrow center. And then into the throat. And at the throat, visualizing the image of a full moon in between the collarbones in that soft space. And then from there, taking the awareness into the heart. No image, no mantra. Just resting in the heart and listening. And they say in the hall of the heart, that's where we connect with love. The hall of the heart. That tiny diamond at the heart, as tiny as a little seed in the palm, and yet within we connect with vastness, as vast as the night sky. Tiny and yet vast. Starting to deepen the breath. Map the body, the pattern that it's making with the mat. Notice your arrangement of your body. Where is held by the floor? Where is open to the sky? Starting to run the tongue around the teeth. Bring small movements into the body. Wiggle fingers. Toes, and gently start to emerge into a more alert state. Sometimes you can stretch the body beautifully long. Sometimes you can do other things just to help bring yourself into that alert state. Maybe hugging the knees, maybe doing something else, maybe stretching out fingers, scrunching up fists, I don't know. But eventually, finding your way into lying on your sides or however you would like to be. This practice of Yoga Nidra, inspired by the Himalayan Institute approach, and the element of water and deep, deep rest is now finished. This practice is now complete. Thank you for listening.